It was clever.
Well, they had their opportunity. Now we're actually making it happen, and they're not so happy about it. Oh well.
So how do you how will the clawbacks work? Mm-hmm. Just clarify that a little bit.
Well, it's in the agreements. So we want to use that money for economic development, because that's what it was mainly going to be used for anyway. So when we get that back, we just want to put it to certain organizations to enhance economic development. So we talked to Navistar at length already. Good people, great job. I'm glad they're staying where they can, and it's a good agreement.
Someone said that should go back into the area in which it came from.
Well, when there are jobs, and there are more jobs, and we're creating more jobs, every area in the city is benefited. So, you know, the abatements came from the whole city. So we want to make sure that we get job opportunities for everybody in the city.
And you mentioned conventions several times.
It's big business. It's getting bigger. So that's important to us. It's a lot of jobs.
Mr. Mayor, at the end of your speech several times, you kind of mentioned the word vision over and over and over again. Some people said, the big criticism has been that Greg Ballard, what is his vision?
I mentioned it all last speech at the State of the City too, but you know, it's funny how people just kind of, you know, they hear what they want to hear. It's kind of like Pavlov's dog now, so I just don't pay much attention to it. I just say what I think needs to be said.
One of the Democrats on the council said you were able to do some of the things you're doing because of sacrifices that were made under the previous administration.
Well, the way we're running the government is pretty efficient right now, and they had their opportunity to be efficient.
What are you going to be doing on behalf of the township government and eliminating that?
Same thing. We have to go through the State House, clearly. And we're on board with, you know, as they move along. Clearly, this is not going to be a one fell swoop. So everybody knows what we want. It's no secret. So
we talk about sort of the education initiative. That seems something to be a bit new.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why focus on that this evening?
Well, it, you know, there comes to a point, and it's, you know, IPS is doing some really creative things, and there were some, the Common Goal came on board, which is really nice. There was some pump up in some of the districts. I think it's a good time to help everybody out, to put things together in perspective. I don't anticipate that 11 districts are going to go away. I anticipate that maybe we can help bring everybody together. And they do, to their credit, the superintendents meet monthly, I believe. I believe they have a monthly lunch. But at the same time, if we could just bring the databases together of all the different schools, all the different school systems, and try to help everybody at one fell swoop, I think it would be beneficial.
Are we getting as much as we should on the clawback issue again?
It's an agreement.
Because it might have been an $18 million.
It was an agreement.
So that was part of it?
Sure.
The original agreement?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, yeah, there's always negotiations. So some people might have wanted to be higher. Some people thought it should have been something else. So, but it's an agreement that we did in good faith with each other.
Is this something the city's going to be doing on a more regular basis? Because there are a lot of, you know, Eli Lilly recently mentioned that they were going to lay off employees.
Yeah, every case you take individually, but we've been pretty consistent, say, across the board in all of our policies. So, but it's an agreement. You look at what's best for the city. That's what you do.
So you negotiate the 5.5.
Yeah, we talked to Navistar, sure. And they were good. They were good. Good corporate citizen. They've done good work in the community. And it wasn't. So that's all okay.
About new sources of revenue, but you didn't talk about the proposed fee increases.
We don't have, well, those are proposed. We're not going to do anything that we have to vet all that. I mean, I don't.
But the takeover of the water company, whatever's proposed at this point.
We I talked about that.
You didn't talk about that.
I did.
You didn't talk about fees. They're both
They've been proposed. That doesn't mean they're going to happen immediately. We have to, you know, there is a sense that, you know, the people who pay for the particular service people who use the service should pay for the service. Now, that is, those fees have been in the general pot, if you will. But we're not going to do that all at once, clearly. We're the ones who gave them the information. I mean, it's not that that's been a secret. But that's what the numbers that came out were the numbers by the study. Doesn't mean that we're necessarily going to go there. We're certainly not going to go there immediately. That makes no sense. So we wouldn't do that. That it makes no sense.
Does the speech, Mr. Mayor, set the groundwork for a re-election campaign in 2011?
I'm trying to be the mayor.
Speaking of re-election, any thoughts on word that Carl Brizzi isn't running again?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
Have you talked to him?
No, I haven't talked, so I don't know.
How long
I don't
know which. Talked to him?
I saw him maybe a month ago. Talked to him about a month ago. So.
Mayor, I know you talked about sustainability in the IMA, and you talked about continuing the 1 million, but they've lost, the arts have lost 1.5 million through the CIB. So they're not getting any additional funding. And there have been layoffs throughout the arts community, including here.
Correct.
You talk about how important the arts are.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a general downturn in the economy, and everybody's feeling it at some level. So you help, you do what you can at that point in time, but I think it's important for the city to have some skin in that game. I've said that repeatedly. So.
We just talked about how much the arts would charm. Mm-hmm. Give back to the community. So, but you're not proposing any increase since they lost them.
Well, you look at every budget and see what you can do on every budget.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
Thanks. Thank you.